This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's not waste any more of his time. He is arguably one of the two busiest men in Virginia these days. Virginia Senator Cree Deeds, the Democratic nominee for governor, joins me on the long line. How are you, Senator?
I'm doing well, Coy. I hope you're doing well.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us. Give us an update on the very latest on your campaign.
Well, I'm on the road every single day. I'm traveling across the state, building momentum, getting ready to be elected next governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. I got 19 days of work left to go, and if I get this accomplished, it's going to be work like you haven't seen for four straight years. So I'm looking forward to it.
Senator, the polls show you down with a bit of a gap here that some say is closing. Tell us how you close that, not only close that gap, but how do you now beat the Republican nominee, Bob McDonnell, for governor?
Well, this is a place I've been before. You know, in the Democratic primary, I was 23 points down with 20 days left. Last time when I ran for attorney general, I was 8 points down with 7 days left. I closed out within 17/1000ths of a percentage point. I'm confident I can get this done. I just have to keep talking to people about my vision for the future of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and keep working hard, which is, you know, what I'm doing. And we're gonna get it closed. It's gonna be all right.
We're talking with the Democratic nominee for governor, Cree Deeds. Cree, tell us about that vision now. Share your message that you've been taking to voters. What is the key items now on your message list and the things that you're really focused on?
Sure. The first job of the next governor is going to be restore confidence in the economy. There are people hurting all over Virginia, and my responsibility will be to incentivize economic growth, get jobs created in every part of the state. And I've got a plan to do that that begins with creating a tax credit, awarding a tax credit for every single job created. I was really pleased last week to read on the front page of the New York Times that economists, and Ivy League economists, even Eric Ganner, congressman from the 7th Congressional District, say it's the most cost-effective way to create jobs in America. They're thinking about adopting that policy at the national level. You know, it's one thing. I don't know too many mom-and-pops that are looking to hire 50 people, 51 people, but if we incentivize job growth, every single job, we grow business at the small level and at the big level too, and that's what we have to do to create jobs in every corner of Virginia. You know, I'm going to be the governor who brings Virginians together to finally get a transportation plan passed that allows us to break the avenues of commerce that are locked, to keep open them up and create economic activity in every part of the state, and allow Virginia to move forward. I'm going to be a governor who focuses on making sure that every school system in the state functions the way it should and that children have an opportunity to succeed. And I've got plans for improvements to the K-12 level. I've also got a plan to make college education more affordable and more accessible. You know, I'm going to incentivize growth of the energy technology economy. You know, I think Virginia can be a leader in the areas of medical research and green technologies. I've got all kinds of plans, and I'm talking about all my ideas and plans for Virginia everywhere I go.
We're talking with Virginia Senator Cree Deeds. He is the Democratic nominee for governor, and we're honored to have him on the program. So, Cree, your opposition has done their very best to frame you as a tax and spend liberal, and that you have this big secret plan that, well, I guess they would say not so secret, to raise taxes. So here is your opportunity to set the record straight once and for all. Do you plan to raise taxes for any reason, whether transportation or whatever? Is this part of your plan?
People that know me know that that's not an accurate description of who I am. I've been in the legislature 18 years. I was Commonwealth Attorney of Bath County. I've got a long record of public service. I've got lots of general fund priorities, general funds, education, health, and public safety, and those general fund priorities can be met by creating efficiencies, by making cuts in other places, and I'm going to meet my priorities without a tax increase. With respect to transportation, I want to be clear. You know, we've got an urgent problem that really, you know, is the major impediment to continued economic growth in Virginia right now. We've got to solve our transportation riddle. It's a statewide problem. And the day after I'm elected, I'm going to begin assembling a bipartisan commission made up of Democrats, Republicans, lawmakers, business people, folks that are interested in transportation, people that are interested in solving a problem. And I'm going to task them with coming up with a plan to support and fund transportation. Now, to come up with the funding for transportation, everything that has a nexus to transportation is on the table. Everything except taking money out of the general fund, out of education, out of public safety, and out of public health. And if they can produce a bill that's supported by Democrats and Republicans in the General Assembly that creates new funding for transportation, that has an access to transportation that doesn't involve invading the general fund, I'm going to sign it.
We're talking with Cree Deeds, the Democratic nominee for governor. The phone lines are open if you have a question at 977-1070. Cree, at a recent debate, you were asked if you were an Obama Democrat, and there was a long pause, and then you said, I'm a Cree Deeds Democrat.
Well, here's the thing, Coy. I'm not going to visit my sins upon anyone else. You know, I speak for myself, and people know that. People know that about me. I try to look at the issues and try to think about what the best solution is. And I'm not gonna blame what I am on anybody else. I'm my own guy. People that know me know that's what I am. And certainly, it wasn't meant to be. I didn't mean to say anything derogatory about the president. I support the president. I'm proud of him. I worked hard to get him elected last year. I want him to be successful, and I will tell you, it's in the interest of every single American that he be successful. We're in such a challenging time, and I know he's working hard to create the kind of growth and the kind of spark that's going to allow our economy to recover. But I'm not going to visit my sins on anyone else.
Will the president be campaigning in Virginia for you, and should he be? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the president will be back. I'm not certain when, but the president will be back. You know, he campaigned with me in August in Northern Virginia, and I expect him to be back before this thing's done. We haven't worked out the details about the time or place, but he'll be back.
We're talking with Cree Deeds, the Democratic nominee for governor, and we're honored to have him here on the program. If you have a question for Senator Deeds, the phone number is 977-1070. Cree, talk a little bit about the strategy of focusing on Bob McDonnell's master's thesis. Some Democrats have criticized you for it. We had Bill Bowling on the program a few days ago who said he thought that was beneath you, that you were too good of a guy for that. Tell us about the whole idea of this as campaign strategy, and has it paid off?
Well, you know, the thesis puts Bob's record into context and helps explain. I mean, you know, in this country, you can believe whatever you want to believe. That's your right. But the thesis helps explain why Bob, you know, is focused on the social agenda, why he never introduced legislation to create a job or to create an economic to create an educational opportunity. It helps explain why he served on the board of a couple of boards at Regent University that has a blatant policy, a bias in favor of hiring men. I think it puts his record in context, and that's why it's relevant.
We're talking with Cree Deeds. Let's return, if we can, to some of these policy issues that you're focused on. And tell us a little bit more about the economy. I mean, we could stand all day about all the great things we'd like to do for Virginia, but when this economy stands in the way, it's a little scary. For no matter who wins, Republican or Democrat, you got your work cut out for you.
Well, I mean, it's a challenging time, but, you know, things are coming back. The stock market's at 10,000. You know, so far the recovery's been jobless. And we've got to work to create job growth anywhere we can across Virginia. That's what I'm focused on doing. I think that this whole notion of incentivizing job growth by awarding a tax credit for every job created, streamlining the process so it's easier to go into business, cutting red tape so we can make the regulatory environment even more friendly to business. It's going to incent small businesses and large businesses alike to come to Virginia. You know, we've got to get jobs stirred up, and that's also part of the reason why we have to move forward on transportation as quickly as we can. You know, state government cannot do everything, but there's some things that it has to do. The infrastructure of the economy is transportation and education. If you make the right investments there, you allow the private sector to take off, to prosper, to create all the wealth and the jobs and the revenue you need. So, you know, I'm convinced that we go at this thing by, number one, have this plan to create a tax credit for every job created. Number two, make the investments in transportation that are going to allow us to move forward and support a 21st century economy. And number three, make the smart investments in education that are going to allow us to build the smartest workforce in the world. If we do that, we're going to continue. It's a wonderful thing for us to be ranked continually as the best managed state and the best state for business in the country, but until we're the best state for everyone to do business, we still have work to do. And my view is we still have work to do. We have communities in Virginia with double-digit unemployment. We've got to focus on creating economic activity in every part of Virginia, and that's what I'm focused on.
We're talking with Virginia Senator Cree Deeds, the Democratic nominee for governor. Cree, as you know, the economic engine here in Central Virginia is education, and specifically the University of Virginia, Piedmont Virginia Community College. Give us your thoughts now. If you do win in November and you take office in January, what would we be seeing from a Deeds administration in so far as education is concerned?
Here's the thing, Coy. Over the last eight and a half, 9 years, tuition's increased at our 4-year schools by over 80%. So you're going to see a concerted effort on the part of the Deeds administration to make college more affordable. I've got several steps in my plan that begins with what I call the Virginia Forward Scholarship. If a student can finish his high school with at least a B average and will commit to 2 years of public service when they're completed with college, we're going to pay 50% of their tuition through this Virginia Forward Scholarship. It's kind of a win-win. It sets up a win-win situation. You give more people an opportunity to pursue higher education, number one, and number two, you get people going on a public service career. I've got several steps in my plan. The whole idea is that at the end of 4 years, no one is going to be denied access to higher education because of money. And then the second part of the plan really is to create 70,000 new degrees over the next 10 years in our 2- and 4-year system, because you know we have to create that capacity if we're going to grow the smartest workforce in the world and attract the smartest jobs in the world of Virginia.
We're talking with Cree Deeds. Cree, let me ask you this. It's sort of a personal question. I am the father of a child with autism. We just had national news last week that the new numbers are putting autism at about 1 in 100 kids. 1 in 58 boys now is being diagnosed with autism. And yet we're seeing state budgets across the country being cut severely when it comes to any type of services to families that are struggling, like mine, to deal with this tragedy. What do we do as a state? What can Virginia do to be a leader in this area in face of this national health crisis that is autism?
It's an epidemic. 1 in 93 children now is born with autism. We have, you know, the effect, and I don't have to tell you this, but the effect it has on families is just devastating. We've got to, number one, make sure that we can provide insurance coverage for people with autism, because the children with autism grow up to be adults. We've got to prepare them as well as we can for success throughout life. The Constitution of Virginia guarantees a free public education to every child, regardless of his or her abilities. So we have to make sure that they have the health care they need through insurance, number one. Number two, we've got to do a better job of preparing every school division in the state for, you know, to deal with children who have autism, because we are going to see, as you just pointed out, so many more children who have one form or another of autism in coming years. You know, the Charlottesville area is somewhat of a magnet for special needs children. We've got to make sure that school divisions across the state can deal with children with special needs, so we don't overwhelm the services of any one region with demand for services for children who have special needs. We've got to make sure we can provide children with the services they need in every part of the state. It's going to be a challenge, and I wish I knew there were a silver. I wish I knew of a silver bullet, but there's not one. You know, at this point in the economy we're dealing with today, every state has been forced to deal with budget cuts, and the reality is that the economy is tough. Everybody has to tighten their belt. It's just a question of what your priorities are. Children, you know, whatever their abilities are, our future. We've got to find ways to continue to invest in the development of young people, no matter what the cost. That to me is ultimately the way we're going to be measured. You know, and we have to the services we cut are I'm afraid those cuts are going to be the ones that come back to haunt us.
We're talking with Cree Deeds. Cree, before we let you go, give us a rundown of what we can expect and what we should be looking for over the next few weeks as we approach this big election.
Well, I'm going to be busting. You know, a few years ago there was an editorial in the Hampton Roads area that said I was a whirling dervish. Well, I had to figure out what that meant first, but then I realized that somebody who moves a lot, moves around a lot, talks a lot, and just it's hard to pin him down on where he's going or what he's doing, you know, because he moves all the time. I'm going to be moving around the state talking about the issues that confront Virginia, talking about my plans for creating success and opportunity in every part of the state. I'm not giving up on any region of the Commonwealth or any single vote. I'm going to win this election on November 3rd, but I need everybody and their brother to get out and vote for me. And so I'd appreciate all the support I can get.
Virginia Senator Cree Deeds, he is the Democratic nominee for governor. Cree, thanks as always. Always great to talk to you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coy. See ya.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.